Hello, and welcome to a special live call-in show with U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and with me translating the show into Yupik is Mr. Peter Acek.
Kuyana.
There is a lot happening in our nation's capital, and this call-in show is a chance for you to ask your questions to someone who is there to represent you, Senator Dan Sullivan. Senator, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Anna Rose and Peter. Thank you. And we're very excited to be here. My wife, Julie, is joining me, and I think a lot of people in the region know Julie and her family. And we've already had a great trip in Bethel. I spent yesterday out at Night Mute in Tuxuk Bay, and a lot going on. I do want to just begin by congratulating KYUK, and in particular, John Active. I know he has been a wonderful translator and leader for many years, and I had the opportunity to honor him a couple weeks ago, and the radio station on the Senate floor in a speech that I do each week called the Alaskan of the Week speech, and was able to highlight the great work he's done to preserve the Yupik language and culture and the radio station as well. So great to be here.
Una una ganakpak mani ni tunisud tini im mani ganakpak ni ti kachichal spti kayago yungan ti kuchi ay panisu mani wita ganakpak chalis sa ating katoktan salva na kaming chal im akwakok Tuksuk pagmuni huwag tasok chalis sa kuyalo ting tangsumak ng awani tugunang chalis sa isiwak hoko na akumak mani akumaputa kali kaming kuyak sa kutun skat ima mani alas kami sitaw na atka nasunit nilo kumani awatom ni kuyak huwag tasok kami ng chalis ay pasu mani huwag tasok kalag kufti kalag nakhtuji.
And as Senator Sullivan mentioned, his wife, Julie Faith Sullivan, is also here with us today in the studio.
Thank you so much, Peter and Anna Rose. It's so great to be back in Bethel.
We're going to get started here. Join the conversation by calling in. If you're in Bethel, the number is 543-5985 or 543-2756. If you're in the Villages or outside Bethel, call toll-free 1-800-995-8954. And already we have callers on the line. We're going to first go to Yvonne Waska in Bethel. Hi, Yvonne.
Good morning, and welcome to Mom Teresik, you and your wife, otherwise known as Bethel. I don't know if you could do anything, but Bethel is the hub of the 56 villages. And as you know, this liquor store is having a negative effect on our people. And I have two big ones. And I hope you throw in a word. And otherwise, our grandchildren and our children are going to be out of school. And it's a great asking, but close the liquor stores for June and July and give us that peace and ask for the elders. Second, we have been on this king salmon conservation long enough, and I believe we deserve a little opening. Why? Because since the closure of king salmon, a big part of our tradition of sharing and giving to the elders has been absent. And the longing to have an opening and but not go at it all at once, but using half a net and at least give us an opening to taste that king salmon, and I know they give us the opportunity for whitefish, and when the salmon are running, we prefer the king salmon. I'll hang up and listen to your comment. Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Yvonne. Senator Sullivan?
Well, thank you, Yvonne, for those questions, and they're very important questions. And the issues that you raise are kind of a combination of local government, state government, and federal government. And Peter, I'm going to not talk so long, so maybe you can translate in between my answer. So I'll stop there initially. I'm not finished answering, but I don't want to go too long. So you mentioned the liquor store, and I know that this topic has been discussed and is somewhat controversial. And, you know, that was a local or regional decision to reopen that. And I know that it's caused some concern. And that is one, though, where the federal government really doesn't have the power. That's more of a local decision. And I believe on a lot of the issues impacting Alaska, you know, the local or state decision, people making those decisions in some ways, it's better than the federal government weighing in.
Chalisa watan the mana tanga vi making kashamani mam trisani ukutkwango te tukta mana chalaknit that the gom kumakumut manut nutumani we talrit mam trisumita mana satnun tamana tamau.
But I do have a lot of concerns. A related issue that I'm very focused on back in Washington is the expansion throughout the entire state, really throughout the entire country, of drugs and addiction that is hitting so many of our children, whether it's meth or opioids or even heroin. This is a topic that I've been very focused on. The good news, and there's not much good news in this area, is the federal government is finally waking up to this big challenge in Alaska and the country. Believe it or not, we had 64,000 Americans who overdosed on these drugs just last year. That's more Americans that were killed in the entire Vietnam War in just 1 year. And finally, the federal government is bringing significant funding in the billions of dollars to address this addiction and mental health crisis that we see in Alaska and America.
Tamakut im pihpakkai chalismani awatum ni makutta makunngato atu chulal khit sin tamakutta im tau im pihpak suki chalis makut ko ka government kamamamila pitu kita dupango khokmatum tungino tangwas kha chalisuk alkhani watin 64,000
So I will stay very focused on that broader addiction drug problem that is impacting not only Bethel and the YK area, but our whole state and our whole country. As for the issue of the king salmon, Evan, I strongly share your concerns about what is happening with regard to that very important issue for our whole state.
Talismana, Nakninga Kuta, Tariakwitak Sakalukikan Kaskan, Tamana Chalisin, Tamana, Tangvaka, Chalisika, Yotunakchiko, Tamatum Tungin.
My wife and our family, my wife Julie, who's on the show, she's, I think many of you know, Athabascan from the, her mom, Mary Jane Fate, is from Rampart. We have a fish camp on the Yukon River that focuses on kings, and like many on the Kuskokwim, that our fish camp, we've not been able to fish for a number of years. We were able to briefly one day last year, but the importance of the king salmon in terms of not just subsistence but the culture of the Alaska Native people is something that fortunately through my wife's family I have a sense of how very, very important it is.
Quick Pavan King on the Soka at the basket down now Luniso, Charlie Stalley Hook. Im Guviak said Hook said Nuxok said Hooka Alhakut Kayutun Natuluki, Tawam Hooka, Big Paka Charlie Sumana Chu Yaraksukut Sata, Ukut Charlie Stamatum Tunginun Sia Ika Yutuniloni.
In the whether the Yukon or Kuskokwim is open for the harvest of subsistence for king salmon is a decision that the state fish and game makes that decision typically. But what I want to do, I chair the subcommittee on the Commerce Committee in the U.S. Senate in charge of fisheries. And we just held a hearing last week on an issue that also matters to this region, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and the ability to continue to harvest seals and walrus. But one of the witnesses is Chris Oliver, who's an Alaskan, who we got appointed to be the head of all of NOAA fisheries, the top official in the federal government in charge of federal fisheries.
Chalisa Mani Kuskokpim Chalisa. Chalice quick for me, Tamana, Nakatgato Tungit, and set Ugutko Alaska fishing game at Muskulik that Tamana, Iking Kasas Tamatumun, Tuzinga, Chalice, Tagomko, Makut Mani, Anguik to good man in the Tungit, and Tangs Chalakshatamai, Mana, my chow mouth. Chris Oliver, where is he from?
He was the head of the North Pacific Fisheries Council.
Okay.
For many years. I think he lived in Anchorage.
I see. Okay. Yeah, una Chris Oliver my mana tungit nun nakatigata chalak ka tungit nun tamara chibulis chikata matum nakatigata achchak kluki.
But I asked him in the hearing, we need the federal government's help, his help, NOAA's help, to understand why the king salmon runs throughout Alaska, the Kuskokwim, down in southeast, the Yukon, why the runs are so weak, what is causing this out in the ocean, and how can we work to address it. So, Evan, you have my commitment to work with them to figure out this challenge that many people aren't sure why the runs are so weak, but it's a problem, and I know it negatively impacts many, many communities.
Ika makutareyaq fitik pak ta tamatumun khuqcha chausqai chalelu simerluki chausqluki manna im tang viarsqluku tamana taringoviarsqluku taun tamatumun illicha im ikayutniluni.
And as a point of clarification, that while it's true that the state Alaska Department of Fish and Game does manage the fisheries of the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers, the last few years, at least on the Kuskokwim, the federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been managing the lower Kuskokwim River, and it looks like it'll do so again this summer.
Fish and Game at Mana Nakatung it and select Tagongu Tapirwana Kaltungu could anguish that Fish and Wildlife Service at Takutu Chikatmana Salekka Tamatunga Pachta.
And I recognize that and I appreciate that, Anna Rose. There's also been, as everybody here knows, with regard to the harvest of kings, some decisions made at the local level to help try to bring back the runs in a stronger way. And so there's been a lot of cooperation. And I will, again, commit to certainly working on the federal side to really, the broader issue is getting to the bottom of what is creating these very weak runs that are so negatively impacting so many communities.
Anguyechtit tukut salisaita tamana kuyuchtutinga to salaktunilu kutagomkuk sindo taring yugyaka chin maani awatumtni tagayakfitik ikpakhtat.
One of the scientific theories that we've reported on here at KYUK that could be contributing to the decrease in the king salmon run is climate change and the changes happening out in the ocean, particularly with food sources. You've expressed skepticism in the past that humans are the driving force behind climate change. And do you still hold this view, given the overwhelming consensus among scientists that humans are the dominant cause, including many scientists based in Alaska and at UAF?
So, go ahead. Sorry.
Watan apta mani hoka makut nakat im amsianat chetachakaluke tagayakfit makut watan hoka matum chisamta puksakinas han hoka tamana bifkangata hok mani kewayu keni tawatan im kantulrit tamana puksaka charis. Sin uptauna makut hukayugita tamana tawatin puksakin kakuka tama yugut hukamani pifkarat hukatamana.
Sir. So my view has been very consistent with regard to climate change. It's clearly happening in Alaska. I was, as I mentioned, just in Tuksuk Bay yesterday, and the leaders there said 10 years ago the bay would have been covered in ice. Now it's ice-free at this time in late April.
We just come in the money to will start to auto. The Macumit Kanakhtu Watten, Ilum Hokmana, Tisapu Chimich Tortalis, Matmi, Chikuya, Tuyak, Tawam, my Chikuit Matumirami.
So, there's no doubt we're seeing that here with the receding ice and the opening of sea lanes. I've also believed that with 7 billion people on the planet, there's no doubt that human activity is a cause of climate change.
But I
also believe that the Earth's atmosphere, the oceans, are very, very complicated. And Anna Rose, I'll just push back a little bit. I'm not sure that it's the overwhelming view of all scientists that human activity is the primary or dominant cause. There's a number of scientists who don't hold that belief because they recognize just how complex and the history of the Earth's atmosphere and how complex Earth systems are. So continued study and knowledge is certainly important in this area. But to claim, as some do, that the science is, quote, settled on this, I just disagree with. The science is never settled if you're trying to find the truth. I also, want to make sure that some people make that argument that it's the overwhelming reason, that then the next step that they advocate for shutting down or limiting responsible resource development of Alaska's resources, whether that's oil, gas, or the mining areas, and I don't support that as a reason as well. But to the important question that was raised by your question on the king salmons, the king salmon runs, I do believe that we need to look at all the different causes, and that could be the warming of the oceans, as you mentioned, ocean acidification, which is something we need to study and understand much more, predation, bycatch, and, of course, traditional knowledge. There is so much knowledge in this region and other regions beyond just Western science that has insights into why we have these weak runs. As many of the elders know, we've had weak salmon runs, 100 years ago that nobody really understood why we had those. And getting to the bottom of this with the best science available is something I'm committed to do on the federal government level, working with the state, of course, and local communities.
Matum watin khuktan khakkau put mai cha cha te to mana chi sa put chi mixtok chalissa watin ga cha ta sa ayok ne lengu te to mana ta watin pif 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 kane loku wan kuta kho sin kho watin im taring ya ke yuk ga watin ga to wa kuta sunnah pit unani im tamakun pitul khata man khuktan waga chali chalis chal watin ila qluku qanxtuq makut khuqchali im tranax put matum tunginun nalunneritut tinu chal li chimmautal lat khuqchali akkartilgaaga watin ikhlit khatgatu makut neqit tamana tangilqatsivvoni maani awatumtni chalis tagam ila luku peq watin ukutkhuq nallunrit staten makuttungitnun taring uviqya yaqiyuqaqutsin khuq watin neqit ikkhillat maani awatumtni